discussing the sukkah basa meikam basa tar manazlin, and we pointed out the chiddush etosus that the zayin rebeis that distinguishes between zrika sakli as opposed to zrika sacheitz. That the only time we assume the halacha of basa meikara manatzvira tavhar is in cases where the kli itself is in motion and not that something else is propelled toward the kli itself. The chiddush of etosus and simon shin sadi that seems to be against various deists and rishonim, against the view of the Rush, against the Tur, against the Chiddush and Mukhi Yosef, that seem to deal with the possibility of Basar Meikaras Linan, even in such cases where the Kli is at rest and something, for example, an Eish is heading toward the Kli, or in a case of an animal that kicks up Suros. The question, of course, is the following: is it necessarily Mukach? As the Ktos writes, that these deists and the Rishonim are against the Chiddush of Tosus. It's especially difficult in light of the fact that if you look in the Mukhi Yosef, in fact quotes this distinction of Tosus and does not mention at all that one would disagree with Tosus, and even quotes the name of the Rush as well. So that's true. According to the Ktos, Machara there is a stira minei obey, because the Mukhi Yosef and the Rush seemingly work with that distinction of Tosus and yet raise their kasha regarding the case of Eish, and regarding, as the Rush writes, the case of an animal who goes as hitiz brishus arabim in hizik brishus hayachid. Perhaps one could simply suggest the following before we go on to the sugya of kocho and argue as follows. The Tosus of Chiddush based on the Gemara is the following: that our Gemara is willing to assume under such circumstance that mona tvira kovar, it means that the cheftza hanizuk is already considered to be a kli shavur. That is one aspect of Basar Meikar and Basar Tavramanazian. The fact that we assume that already Mishaz Zrika, inherently, the Cheftz HaNizok is considered to be that which is Avod, that which is Shavur. Because one could address the issue of Basar Meikar and Basar Tavramana in various different possibilities. One, as we discussed, is Halach in Cheftza. To what extent do we assume Mana Tavira Tavar? The other simply is not in terms of Cheftza, but rather in terms of the Maisa Hezek itself, in terms of the Halach of Gavra. When a person goes ahead and does, he throws, he kicks up a kli. In such a case, do we assume that is considered to be a maisa hezek from the time of the zrika, or do we assume that no, it's only mishas shvira? Do we attribute it to the fact of kocho, or do we assume it's considered to be that which is gufo? One could argue that Tosus is chiddush that there's a difference between zrika sacheitz as opposed to zrika sakli is only within the first level of mana tvira tavar. When do we assume it? The malach of chetza, that chetza hanizok is considered to be mana tvira tavar, that is only the case of zara kli. And that makes perfect sense. That distinction of Tosus between zrika sakli as opposed to zrika sacheitz, pashav shat, that's not lochin maisa ezek. Does it really make a difference whether the person is throwing the kli or whether a person throws something at the kli? If a person throws something at the kli and it breaks, of course that's considered to be a maisa hezek. But in order to argue, as our Gemara says, that no, that inherently mana tevira tava, the cheftz is considered to be already avod, already shavur, in that instance, Tosus comments, that is true if there's something, right, impaired in the cheftza hanizok. Mashenkin, if something, a davar chitzoni, is thrust toward it, in such an instance, there you don't argue, Tosus writes, mana tevira tava. That could very well be that the Rush agrees in that particular case. In order to come onto the chiddush of mana tevira tava, which means that according to Rashi and Tosus, automatically, a machayev the rishon, even if someone else will go ahead and break it, that is only true in a case of zara kli, not in a case of zara chetz. However, if a person will go ahead and thrust something at the kli, and no one else comes and breaks it, but rather a person is responsible for breaking the kli, one could certainly argue that in terms of attribution of that maisa hezek, that is considered to be from the shas zrika, or the shas hatozas ha'avanim. And that's exactly then the kasha that the Rosh writes it. If you have an animal that hitiz brishus harabim, the hizik brishus hayachid, well there we're not talking about a case where someone else came and broke the kli, and you have to argue already me'ikara mana tvira tavar. No, in that case the animal certainly was responsible for the shvira sakli. The difficulty is the following: where is this true? Is this at the time of the hatazah sa'avanim, which was brishus harabim, or is it the time of the shvira sakli, which was brishus hayachid? And that's what the Rush points out, that perhaps one in fact could have argued that just as we assume a basar meikara zina when it comes to the case of the cheftza hanizok, and therefore we argue mana tvira tavar, maybe one could have argued that's also true when it comes to maisa hezek. And that's exactly the pasuk that the Rosh quotes, not just simply Gzeiras HaKasu. Ubir B'Seachar means the following: as far as Maisa Hezek is concerned, that is determined at Shas B'Ira, the time that it goes that and destroys. And therefore, unlike the Lach in Chefs of Mana Tzivira Tavar, where there we assume it's already a Kli Shavur, that is not true when it comes to Maisa Hezek. And it could very well be that the Rosh is not only in disagreement with Tosus, right, as the Tos suggests, but the opposite is true, that the Rosh is building on the Chiddush of Tosus, that just as Tosus claims that Abostar Mei Karazina means Mana Tevira Tavar, maybe you would think the same thing is also true when it comes to Maisa Hezek, when a person is responsible for breaking the Kli, and that's exactly what the Pasuk tells us, that is not the case, that Mana Tevira Tavar is in terms of Chepta Anizot, but not in terms of the Maisa Hezek, and that will be based on Acher, that is determined by that time and place. Even Ishu Nemuki Yosef raises again, Nemuki Yosef never links this necessarily with Basar Meikar and Basar Tavramana Azlinan. When Nemuki Yosef writes the following Chiddush, that if Yod Eishom Yishom Chitza, how is it possible to be Madle Ganer Erev Shabbos, and that in fact continues, isn't that considered to be a perpetual act of Hadlaka, and therefore that should be an act of Chilul Shabbos? The Mukhi Yosef never writes that this kasha is only if you assume a basar meikar azlinan, basar tavraman azlinan. Pashup shat, Mukhi Yosef's kasha is simply based on the case of eishom ishum chitzon. And what is the svar of Mukhi Yosef? Very simply the following. So far we've assessed chetza nizok and maisa hezek. Now perhaps a third element, and that is, what is the chiyuv hamazik? In terms of, we determine that there is a maisa hezek. In terms of the chiyuv of the mazik, what is it that he did that makes him responsible for that act? Well, obviously, then everyone agrees that that is considered to be, right, the zrika, the initiation of that particular process. Even if you assume that you can't argue mana tevira tavar, and the kli is considered to be a kli shavur from the shas zrika, but nonetheless, when you throw something and in fact it breaks, and I ask you, why is it that one is responsible? That's the answer to Mukhi Yosef. You're responsible because of the Maisa Zrika. Whatever happens afterwards, that's irretrievable, and in such a case, that the Mukhi Yosef writes is considered to be that which is an onus. So therefore, the Mukhi Yosef writes, you must assume that the basis of the chiyuv of the mazik, of course, is the Maisa Zrika, that lets man the public. Regardless of whether you assume basar meikar, basar tavraman azlina, if I were to ask you, what is it that you did that the Torah holds you responsible for? The answer is that point, the maisa hezek. And that's the chiddush that Mukhi Yosef writes. Pashup shat, Mukhi Yosef did not feel that his teretz, that everything is considered to be nigmar, mishas, hatzatas, ha'esh, and therefore it's not called an act of chilul Shabbos, Pashup shat, Mukhi Yosef did not think that this is only true if you hold basar meikar azlina. And if you hold, for example, Basar Tavraman Azlinan, Mukhi Yosef quotes the possibility in the Ramban that the Shita Sarif is Basar Tavraman Azlinan. So therefore you would expect Mukhi Yosef should ask, if that is true, so how do you answer the Kasha? Pashur Shat Mukhi Yosef would argue as follows. Basar Tavraman Azlinan is the halach in terms of the Chetza HaNizok, number one, Maisa Hezek, number two, the Chiyuv HaGavra, but in terms of what it is that you did, what is the basis of the Chiyuv HaMazik, in such a case, then everyone agrees that reverts back to the Maisa Zrika, the time that you set the fire, and in such a case, since that was an Erev Shabbos, of course, there is no Chiyuv whatsoever. And even the last point that the Ktos makes regarding the case of the tour, that the tour assumes, isn't it obvious, that if a person goes ahead and sets a fire, and the fire would go ahead and spread, and someone else goes ahead and adds to the fire, so in such a case the Rishon is considered to be Chayiv. The Ksos assumes that's also because of a Basar Me'ikara Azlinan. That's so obvious, that that Chiddush of the tour is only because of Basar Me'ikara. And if you were assume Basar Tavraman Azlinan, that in fact would not be the case. I would paint for you two different pictures. Let's just say, for example, a person goes ahead and sets a fire, and the fire is spreading, and in time it will go ahead and destroy a particular Kli. If you, for example, were to set a fire in the opposite direction toward the Kli, then Mechora, you're right, if the halacha would be, is that the Rishon would be Chayiv, even though the Sheni end up destroying the Kli, where the fire is coming from opposite perspectives, then Enochinami, that would be based on a concept of a Basar Meikar Azlinan. that from the fact that I went ahead and I set that fire, already we consider the kli to be a kli shavur at the time that I set that fire, and therefore even if you end up burning the kli, like comparable to our case, that the sheni comes and he is the mishaber, in such a case, if the rishon were to be chayim, so that would be a good indicator of basar mikaros and against tosus. That's not the case that the Torah writes. The Torah does not discuss a case where I go ahead and set a fire, and the fire is spreading, and all of a sudden you go ahead and break the kli. The Torah never said there basar mikaros mina. In fact, we pointed out the diuk in the Rambam, the diuk in Rabbi Nachananel, that basar mikaros mina is only when it's petoras vadai. The Rambam writes it's explicit, not if it's considered to be something which is a suffic. Intuitively, you throw a kli off of a god, there we consider that to be vadai. Mana tzvira tavar. When a person goes ahead and sets a fire, it's not always the case, petoras vadai, that the fire will go ahead and spread and consume. Isn't there a possibility that the fire could become extinguished, or a person could save a particular kli? Pashup Shat, the Torah is not dealing with the concept of basar mikaros mina at all. The Torah is just assuming the following, that if a person goes ahead and sets a fire, and the fire has the capability of burning this kli, and it does in fact burn the kli, but in the interim someone else threw, right, a little bit into that fire. So in that case, there we assume that the act of the sheni is considered to be batel lagabi harishon. It's not that this is considered to be a case of a basar mikaros mina, that we already view it as though it was a kli shavur from the time that you set the fire. If that would be the case, the Torah could write a much greater chiddush, and that is, I set a fire, and someone then smashes the kli before it burns it. Or I set a fire here, and he set a fire right next to the kli, and all of a sudden the kli was burnt al yedei hasheni. To be mechayiv the rishon in that case, then of course you have to assume a basar mikaros mina. The Torah simply assumes that if a person goes ahead and starts a fire, and the fire in certain all certainty will go ahead and burn the kli, so in such an instance, if baha sheni vahosiv, then osaf is considered to be that which is irrelevant. And that, the Torah writes, is the case when it comes to eish, but not necessarily based on basar mikara or basar tavar mana azlinan. So again, that chiddush of the Ktzos, the need to assume that Tosus is against those who are in the Rishonim, certainly is not muchach. What we did point out is that the chiddush of the Ktzos, and that is that even if you assume basar meikara azlinan, you could still call something kocho, right, that already we saw in the chiddush HaRashba, the way the Rashba learned the sugya, right on the very next Amud. And that is, when it comes to the case of the Hevel and the Kli, in such a case, if the Dli breaks, Ayidei Chatita Sachevel, in such a case, that's only considered to be a case of Kochohu. And that's why Rabbi Babarai had to say, the Ka'ozo Mine Mine, that was the Yishuv of the Rashba. So the Chiddush of the Ktzos, that Bosimikar does not always mean Gufo, that we found the precedent in the Rashba. But to assume that that was the Ktzos writes, that although the Rishonim were against the Chiddush of Tosos, that is not necessarily the case. We started to discuss, again, issues of Tzuros and cases of Kolcho, where our Gemara assumes the following Chiddush, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Tzuros is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. And we pointed out the following Chiddush, that the Gemara writes that this is the example of Todosehen Lav Kayotsebehen, the Sugya earlier in Bava Kamma and Daf Gimel Beis. When it comes to all other cases, we assume Todosehen Kayotsebehen, with the exception of a case of Tzuros. And the Chiddush of Nachlas David, that this is not just simply true in terms of Halacha Moshe Misinai, but in terms of understanding the relationship of Avos and Toldos, there also it is something which is very mistaber. When it comes to Avos and Toldos of Shabbos, in such a case, that is a broadened category. We don't literally interpret Zareya simply as planting, but anything that is for the purpose of Gidul Karka, that is considered to be part of the Malacha of Zareya and Shabbos. If that is true, if the Hagdar of Todos is just an expanded form of the Av, then very mistaber to assume that Todosehen Kayotse Bahem. And that's why the Gemara mentions Shabbos, not just simply you have a case where Todos are like Avos, but much more than that, that the reason that Todos like Avos is precisely because of the relationship that you find between Avos and Todos on Shabbos. And when it comes to cases of Tum and Tara, that certainly is not the case. There is not a broadened category. If a person, for example, right, has a tumas mace, it's not that he is considered to be comparable to the viabosa tuma of mace. Of course there are differences between them. It's a tolda in the sense that any tuma that filters down emanates from the source. Then there's an av, then there is a tolda, then there is a rishon. So if that is the case, that perhaps are the models that the Gemara raises, that a tolda which is based on expansion, a tolda which is a form of emanation that the tolda emanates from, its source is the av, in that case, then you could certainly argue that totosein are lav kayotze behem. And if that's true, Nachos David writes, you understand beautifully why the Gemara says when it comes to all totos of nezikin, obviously it's like Shabbos. Certainly the tolda doesn't emanate from, it's an expanded form of the Hagdara of the Av itself, and therefore Todosein Kayotze Ben. In fact, if you look in Sheet Mukubetzes, Sheet Mukubetzes is bothered that there's no pasuk even to tell us that you're chayav for Todos when it comes to Nezikin. On Shabbos, there is a pasuk. That's the sugya in Shabbos Nef Ayin. The Gemara says, Achas Meheina Hayotze Min Havos. When it comes to Nezikin, the Sheet Mukubetzes writes, it's so obvious that when the Torah mentions examples of a shor, it doesn't only mean kigah shor, but these are examples of categories. So the Gemara says, as the Rapashut, that midik tani avos, michlau dika toldos, an important chiddush as to whether toldos are exeris akosu, whether toldos are considered a svara. In the Shitu Gebetzes, the Marikatz writes, toldos and Ezekim certainly are considered to be a svara pshuta. That is just simply a broadened category because the Torah gives us a model. That cannot be said of tzuros. Here tzuros is not simply an expansion, right, of regel. There it's a very different halacha entirely. There, right, there is a difference between kocho as opposed to gufo. And if the Torah tells us that one is chayiv, for example, because of cases of gufo, so how do you know that a person is chayiv in cases of kocho necessarily? That's an example of a tolda that emanates from. That's similar to tumah. That just as the av is responsible for the tumah, there, the same is true when it comes to tsuros as well. That the hezek, which is ayide gufo, the kicking up of the stones, causing it to go ahead and to travel, that is considered to be that which causes the koach, and therefore, that's similar to the case of toldos of tuma, and therefore one can argue that toldos sehen are lav kayotze bahem. This case of tsuros, right, no doubt, then gives rise to the broader issue of kocho, right, versus gufo. To what extent do we assume, generally speaking, kocho kagufo? Here we have a lacha moshe misina that reduces. Perhaps one would have thought that yes, kocho is kagufo dami, and therefore without the halacha moshe misina, one should be chayv nezek shalev even for cases of tzuros as well. And the lacha moshe misina comes and tells us no, to despite that fact. That is the case. In fact, the Rosh points out in our parak that halacha moshe misinai does not create the chiyuv, but halacha moshe misinai reduces the chiyuv. Without halacha moshe misinai, we would have thought that maybe one is chayiv nezek shalem, because kocho is in fact considered to be gufo. Well, aside from the realm of tzuros, we have a clear halacha moshe misinai tells you to distinguish between kocho versus gufo. What would we assume in other cases? What would we assume when it comes, for example, to Adam? Not a case of tzuros, to Adam. To what extent do we assume kocho kagufo? To what extent do we assume that is not the case? The sugya earlier in Bava Kama Daf Gimel Beis, when the Gemara is looking to find instances of avos and toldos and the possibility of rapapa that toldosei alav kayotze behem, so the Gemara explores every possible option. The Gemara suggests that perhaps v'chi ka'amar rapapa that toldosei alav kayotze behem is a tolda de mave. Maybe it was referring to the toldos of Mava. What exactly is Mava? Well, according to Shmuel, Mava is Shein. The Gemara already said earlier that the toldos of Shein are like Shein. According to Rav, however, the Mava is Adam. And if that is true, when it comes to Adam Hamazik, are there toldos? Do we assume toldosein kayotze behem or toldosein lav kayotze behem? So the Gemara asks on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, my toldos is Bein. What exactly is a tolda of Adam? And the Gemara answers the case of kicho v'niyo, a person who commits a maisa hezek ayide kocho, through spit or from phlegm, a person goes ahead and performs a maisa hezek. That is not gucho, but that is considered to be a case of kocho, the phlegm of a person, the spit of a person in such a case that is considered to be kochos. So the Gemara said, "Hey chidami, what exactly was that case of kicho v'niyo? If it was bahai dazli kamazke, if as it was going, as it was traveling, it went ahead and did damage," the Gemara says, "That's kochomu. And if it is baiser denaicha, if we're talking about a case where it was already at rest, so therefore that's a case of bor. A person created an obstacle, and obviously he was mafkir that, kicho v'niyo. In such a case, that's a straight case of bor. So therefore, how do you understand this instance? It cannot be rapapas chiddush that todo sehen lav kayotzebem. So again, the Gemara says, what was the case of kicho v'niyo? If you assume bahadei da'azli kamazke, if it was doing damage as it traveled, so the Gemara says, kochohavi. Kochohavi. What exactly does that mean when the Gemara says kochohavi? So Rashi writes the following, that vahainu adam gufo v'chayim. That's the phrase of Rashi. Vahainu adam gufo v'chayim. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in Rashash points out that that's not a tolda. After all, that's the av. That's adam hamazik. That's what the Rashash interprets Rashi. Vahainu adam gufo. In other words, that when it comes to Adam HaMazik, then we certainly assume Kocho Kegufo to the extent that that is considered to be an Av. It's not even considered to be a Tolda. And if the Yeshua quotes another possibility that no, that maybe one could interpret according to Rashi, it is considered in fact to be a Tolda. But Pashup Shat, the Rishash writes, that Kocho, when it comes to Adam, is the Av. That is considered to be the Av. If this is true, right, this is against what the Rif writes explicitly. Because the Rif and Daf Alav and Beis and Daf Harif writes the following. What are the toldos of Mavet? So the Rif writes, right, Kicho v'niyo. Those are toldos of Mavet, Maskana. And that's what the Muki Yosef writes as well, and Alav and Beis and Daf Harif, that after all, the Ficha Chavidin HaTolda Ke'av. Because after all, Kicho v'niyo is a tolda, and that's an indicator, that's a further example, that toldos are like avos. So the Rif and Muki Yosef are explicit that kocho, when it comes to Adam, right, is a tolda. And this is what the Rambam writes as well. The Rambam, Chostov Lamazik, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes, if you're dealing with that case of kicho v'niyo, the Rambam writes, hizik b'kicho v'niyo b'sha shaholchu mikocho, Harezek kemazik biyado veheim toldos shel adam. The Rambam is explicit that kocho kegufo, you're chayiv for both, no doubt, but one is in fact considered to be an av, the other, however, is considered to be a tolda. But the possible diuk in Rashi, that kocho, when it comes to adam, is considered to be part of the av. The fact that kocho is an av is also explicit in Shita Mekubetzes. Because the Shita Kubetzes and Avdalad Mabez raises the following kasha. The opening Mishnah, Arba Avos Nezikin. And yet the Gemara quotes, for example, the Brice of Oshia, that there are much more. The Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin. So the Gemara asks, that why is it Vitana Didan only four, as opposed to the broadened cases? The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, very simply, that Gufa Lo Kamayri. The Dalal Avos Nezikin are referring to cases of Mamon Hamazik. We're not talking about a case of Adam Hamazik. According to Rav, we just learned that's impossible, because Rav says Mava is Adam. So in such a case, why is it that there are only four? What about all the other cases Rav Oshia includes? So Rav says, no, Tani Adam v'chom mili da Adam. Adam is a category. Every form of hezek that Adam will perform, that also is included, and that includes all of the cases of Rav Oshia as well. So Shita Kubetzes just raises the following kasha. You want to know why it is that the Tan of our Mishnah only mentions four and doesn't mention all others? I'll give you a very good example. Because the Gemara points out that the purpose of the Tan of our Mishnah is to tell us these are avos and they're also toldos. And therefore, maybe the Tana of our Mishnah only mentions those avos that have toldos and does not mention categories of hezek that do not have toldos. And therefore, he excludes all the cases of Rav Oshia because not all those cases have toldos. Shita Kubetzes answers, no, that's not true. Because according to Rav, Mava is Adam, Shaharei Adam ain lo toldah. Because Adam doesn't have any toldos, and therefore that cannot be a viable teretz. That's exactly what Shidduch Betzes writes. Why is it the Gemara doesn't simply say that our Tana was only interested in cases of avos that have toldos? The answer is because according to Rav, Mave is Adam, and yet it's mentioned in our Mishnah, and certainly Mave does not have any toldos. In a very literal sense, right? Kocho kegufo. So when it comes to Nizke Adam, so in such an instance, according to the view of Shita Kobetzes and Foshub Shat, the Rishas writes in Rashi as well, Kocho kegufo literally means that it's considered to be the Av. According to the view of the Rif, Nemuki Yosef, the Rambam, that no, it is true that Kocho is kegufo dami, but only Betaras toldo, not as an Av. There's an important Chiddush that Tosos raises, and Avdalva days, it's up to also to Masko ve'ema mave ze hamayim. The Gemara is not sure, as he mentioned, what mave is. Maybe mave is Shein, maybe mave is Adam, the machlok is Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara suggests maybe mave is something which is entirely different, that mave ze hamayim. The Gemara bases this on psukim, and the Gemara answers that no, that there's no indication from that posuk that that in fact would be the case. So Tosfos is very bothered. The Ramaskal Ve'ema, what exactly is the case of Mave Zehamayim? Whether it's clear in that Pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya, or whether there's no Raya from the Pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya, what was the Gemara thinking when the Gemara said that Mave is a reference to Mayim? What case of Mayim would there in fact be? And here, right, Tosfos says the following. After all, one could envision different models of Mayim. If we're talking about a case, Tosfos says, "Amayim hechidami, e demashkale bidka demayim." If, for example, we're talking about a case where a person, right, would break down a dam, for example, and cause now a whole rush of water, right, to flow in a given direction, and that could damage, that could kill. So, in such a case, that is considered to be koach rishon, and then we assume that kochohu. And if you will tell me it is something which is far less direct, it is koach sheni, so it also says that's only a grama ba'alma, and in such a case a person would be potter. So again, Tosfos is bothered. What exactly is the case of mave as an independent av? If it's direct, that would be a case of adam. And if it's indirect, that would be a case of grama. So what is the Havamina to assume that there is a mazik called mayim? How did the water get there? If it's a result of that which you did, that's other hamazik. And if it's koach sheni, that is considered to be grama b'nizakin, which is pater. So Tosfos answers, v'yishlomer demari b'koach sheni. If it will be a case of koach rishon, that's kofo, and kofo is certainly kagufo. That wouldn't be a case of mave, that would be a case of adam. We're talking about a case of koach sheni. And the Havamina is the following, that Koach Sheni is a separate of Nezikin. The way we assume that Mav is something else, that is not true. Koach Rishon, that is Adam, Koko Kagufo. If it is Koach Sheni, in such a case, that's when one would have thought that you would be Chaya for that independently as a separate of Mav. Kamashman, that is not the case. That one is not chayiv at all for koach sheni. That's the chiddush that Tosfos writes. So Tosfos tells us the following. Koach rishon is considered to be adam. Koach sheni is only considered to be that which is a grum, and therefore you are a potter. The havamin of the Gemara to assume that one is chayiv, but toras mave ezmaim, that would have been koach sheni, that's rejected. So therefore, what is Tosfos' chiddush? One is only chayiv for koach rishon, koko, but there's no chiyuv of hezek when it comes to koach sheni. How does Tosfos know that that's true? That the only chiyuv of kocho is koach rishon, and not when it comes to koach sheni. So Tosfos writes, that's explicit in the Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. What is that case in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin Amud Beis? This is relevant for what we discussed earlier. V'basar mikar basar tavar manos linan. The Gemara says the following, that itmar, a papa, Hayman de katfe lechavre. A person goes in and ties down another person, and va'ashkala bidka demayin, all of a sudden causes a whole rush of water, and it drowns the person, it kills him. Right? He goes ahead and puncture hole in the dam, and in such a case, the person drowns. So the Gemara says the following. Sometimes that is considered to be an act of Ritzicha, because Girei Didehu Umachayev. That's like his arrows. What's the difference if a person thrusts an arrow, or thrusts, right, that water that drowns the person? Why should there be a difference between them? And therefore that is considered to be an act of Ritzicha. And that's where the Gemara writes, V'hani mili koch rishon. That is only true if that occurred al yedei koch rishon. Rashi explains that means that the ma'im ba'im b'koch rishon lav niyad. That means that it happens immediately. It means that the person is positioned right next to the dam, and I open the dam and the person drowns. That's how Rashi understands that's considered to be koch rishon. If, however, it's koach sheni, Rashi says koach sheni means the following: sheinicho rachok tzas v'lo naflu hamayim miyad b'tzeso migdrosehem alav. It's not that the person is right there and therefore he is drowned immediately, but I, in a different place, open up a dam and the water flows and continues to flow and eventually catches up with that person. In such a case, Rashi says that is called a koach sheni. And in the case of koach sheni, here the Gemara says that is not considered to be an act of Ritzicha. So that's where the Gemara writes the following Chiddush, that a Rotzeach who kills B'koach Rishon, that is considered to be a Chiyuv of Ritzicha with the Chiyuv Misa. Mashenkin, if you cause a person's death Al Yidei Koach Sheni, you are not considered to be a Rotzeach. That's very important in light of what we discussed earlier. Tosus assumes on Abdal Mabez the following Chiddush, and that is what is true of Ritzicha is also true of Nezikin. Ritzicha is not a separate halacha at all. What is true of one is true of the other. And therefore, if the Gemara tells us you're only a Rotzeach b'koach Rishon and not b'koach Sheni, Tosa says the same thing is true when it comes to Nezikin. That was Tosa's problem. What do you mean Mave is Mazik? If it's Koach Rishon, that's Adam Mazik. And if it's Koach Sheni, that's nothing. So Tosa's answer is the Maskana, that's true. In other words, that Nezikin is like Ritzicha. That was comparable to the kasha that the Ramban raised against Rashi, where the Ramban assumes that what is true of Basar Meikar and Basar Torah Malazin, when it comes to Zrikas Achetz, is also true when it comes to Zarak Tinok. And what would not distinguish between, right, those two instances? Tosus also writes the following Chiddush a little bit earlier in Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Zalin Amud Aleph, right? The Tosus der Maskil Sov Chamalavo. Here also Tosus describes the case in the Gemara Amarava. What happens if Sofo, a person, binds another person down, and Umeis Barav, and eventually the person starves and dies? Or, for example, a person goes at and ties a person down in the heat of the day, and as a result, right, he dies. In such a case, he is considered to be chayim. But if so, kamalavo, if a person will go ahead and tie a person down when it's cool, and eventually the heat beats down on him, even if that causes his death, in such a case, that is not considered to be an overt act of ritzicha. So here the Tosus, the Masla Sof Chamalavo, also discusses what do we assume is considered to be, right, Adam, what is considered to be a case of grama. And there Tosus as well assumes that it was true of Nezikin, is true of Ritzicha, and is even true of Shchita. That is what Tosus writes as well. The Tosus is bothered by the following kasha. The Gemara says in Chuan Adaf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, what happens if Nafla Sakin Miyadam? The person just drops a knife. And Vishachat, and it turns out that that knife did a perfect Maisa Shchita. Right? It was shochet, the simanim. So the Gemara says in Chun Daf Lamed Aleph that in that case, shchita sofsula. It's a possible shchita. After all, it was nafla. It wasn't hipila. It wasn't that I thrust the knife, koach gavra, but rather it was just simply a case of nafla. So Tosus is bothered. That seems to indicate that if something just falls, that is not considered to be a maisa adam. And Tosus is very bothered. Is that really true? The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chav Vav says that let's assume a person has an evin, munach al cheiko. You have a stone which is on your lap. And all the person does is gets up. He doesn't even realize it. He just stands up. And the stone rolls and it causes a maisa hezek. In such a case, he's chayim. That's the case with the Gemara on Shabbos, your potter, because of lechas on Shabbos. But benezikin, one in fact would be chayim, because that's a case of misase. So the Gemara again says, a person has an evan which is munach hacheka, and a person stands. The Gemara says, that's like a case of misase. So on Shabbos, when it's going to be potter. However, when it comes to nezikin, a person is going to be chayim. Rabbi Kveger even learns a step further, right? The Tshuvas and Siman Ches, Rabbi Kveger learns that a person stands up on Shabbos and the stone rolls and it breaks the kli. He's still chayim for the Shviras HaKli on Shabbos. Why is it true? Because even though the stone rolled the Dalet Amos, but since it was Misasek, that's that famous Rabbi Kveger, that Misasek is not called a Maisa Veira. And if Misase does not call the Maisa Veira, then you can't apply the principle of Kinleib the Rabine, and in such a case you're Chayiv for Nezikin. So Tosus, for example, is bothered. In the case of Nafla Sakin Miyado, the Shechita is a Shechita Psuva. And Tosus raises just the following kasha. How does that fit in with the Sugi Nafcha Beis of Eishu Mishum Chitzav and Eishu Mishum Amalna? What does Eishu Mishum Chitzav mean? So I go ahead and I set a fire. But I'm not propelling the fire. It's not like Zorach Eitz. The answer is you don't have to propel the fire. The fact that you set the fire, even if it travels, independent of anything that you did, Akoch HaChamurabo, nonetheless, Eishu Mishum Chitzav means that is considered to be Maisa Adam. And in such a case, you are Chayim. So Tulsa says, why is it that on the one hand, Eishu Mishum Chitzav and you're Chayim, and on the other hand, that Nafla Sakin Miyado, Shchita Sobsula? That is Tulsa's Kasha. So Tulsa's answers with a very great finish. Tulsa writes that Sugin Chulin Daflam Ralef, Nafla Sakin Miyado, Shchita Sobsula, is only according to Reish Lakish, that Eishu Mishum Amona. Eino Chinami. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Eishu Mishum Chitza, then it is a kosher Shchita. That's Tosus' finish. If you hold Eishu Mishum Amona, so in such a case, the fact that you started the fire, that's not enough. Ado means you have to propel the fire. So therefore, Eishu Mishum Amona, and not Lusakin, is a Shchita Psula. That's not called a Maisa Adam. If, however, you assume Eishu Mishum Chitzav, in such a case, Tosu says what is true of Nezikin is also true of Ritzicha, is also true of Shchita. In other words, that as long as it is a Maisa Adam, that is considered to be sufficient. And Kochu is called Maisa Adam, even Nafl is called Maisa Adam if you assume that Eishu Mishum Chitzav. What does Lashita say in the Tosus is the following, that Tosus does not distinguish. Tosus does not distinguish between Nezikin, as opposed to Shchita, as opposed to cases of Ritzicha. Tosus even alludes to this. The Tosus writes in Sefer Nein Zayimad Aleph, Im lo nechalek b'shchita, unless you're going to tell me that Shchita somehow is different, and Tosus says, v'lo mistaber lechalek, why should you make a difference between them? Shchita requires Maisa Adam, Nezikin requires Maisa Adam, Ritzicha requires Maisa Adam, and if Eishu Mishum Chitzav, that means even Nafla is called Maisa Adam. That's the Chiddush that Tosus writes. This is what I referred to earlier in Basar Mikra Basar Talazmana, and that is the Chiddush Haran in Sanhedrin Adaf Ayin Zayin. Right, the Chiddush Haran is Dira Maschil Zarak, where the Chiddush Haran writes that whole presentation is wrong. That Gemara, the case of Bidka Demaya, that tells us there's a difference between Koach Rishon as opposed to Koach Sheni, that is only true when it comes to Hezek, when it comes to Ritzicha, not when it comes to Nizke Adam, Adam Hamazik. Koach Rishon is called Ritzeach. Koach Sheni is not called Ritzeach. However, if a person is mazik al yidei koach sheni, of course, you're chayim their own rights. That's a devar pashut. That's against the Tosfos and Daf Daled. Where Tosfos is bothered, what's the case of mavet? If it's koach rishon, that's adam mamish, and if it's koach sheni, you're potter. Their own rights, of course you're not potter. How does Tosfos know you're potter from the Sugya and Sanhedrin? That's a separate halach when it comes to Ritzicha. Just as we explain according to Rashi and Basar Meikar Azlina. Even if you assume Basar Meikar Azlina when it comes to Nizikin, you're not going to assume Basar Meikar Azlina when it comes to Ritzicha, that the child is already dead, because Zarak Tinok Merosh Hagag, and therefore Basar Meikar Azlina, the Rishon, is considered to be Erotzeah. Certainly not. Pointed out the separate halacha of Ritzicha. Kol Nefesh Adam. The Ran writes this is true when it comes to Koach Rishon as opposed to Koach Sheni. Koach Sheni is Chayiv in Ezekiel. And then the Ran stated his further Chiddush, and the same is true when it comes to Eshem Mishum Chitzav and Eshem Mishum Amono. Even if you assume Eshem Mishum Chitzav, that does not mean that it is Adam Hamazik Mamish. You're right, it does mean that there is a chiyuv of Dalet Varim. Sarip, Wishevas, and Boshes in addition to Nezek. But that's not true when it comes to Ritzicha. You will never have a chiyuv Misa Betoras Rotzeach, even if you would Eshem Mishum Chitza. In cases where, not simply Maisa Adam, but a Koach Gavra is needed, so in such a case, Eshem Mishum Chitzav is insufficient. So it's good when it comes to Hezek, but not good when it comes to an act of Ritzicha. How is it possible then for the Gemara to tell us in Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis that if you assume Eshem Mishum Chitzav Kimin the Rabne, we discussed earlier, the Gemara says if Eved Kofos Lo Gedi Somoch Lo V'Nifsar Fimo Potter, a person sets a fire. And there's a person who is strapped to the field. And the fire kills that person and also results in a chiyuv mamon. You're potter in such a case. So the Gemara says the following. Look, I understand if you have eshem mishum chitzav. But if you assume that eshem mishum mamono, so how is that possible? So according to Tosfos, you understand very well. Tosfos assumes that you're rotzeach through eshem mishum chitzav. What is true of Nezikin is true of Shechita, is true of Ritzicha. But if you assume that that is not the case of Ritzicha, as the Ran writes, how do you understand this Gemara? So one pasuk we mentioned before is the Chiddush of the Rashba in the Sugya, right? And that is true Midin Rode, a very great Chiddush. Ein Achinami, that Eshem Hashem Chitzav is not the Rotzeach. Not the Rotzeach. But a person who is going to set the flame, and you see that the result is that person is going to cause a loss of life, he's going to kill someone. So forget about the details of Ritzicha. But doesn't that have the halacha of a rodev? Let's assume what the Gemara says. When a person kills someone, a koach sheni, alpin is not considered to be a rotzeach. Good, but I see that there's a person who's strapped, and a person is about to lift up the dam. And in such a case, the person is going to drown. Would you mean to argue there's no halach of rodeif in that particular case? Rodeif, l'chor, is a function of the totzah, that if it will result in a loss of life, then nitzna tzilum nafsho. Whether it's done ayidei kocho, ayidei grama, ayidei koach sheni, ayidei gufo. And that's the chiddush that the Rashba writes, that sugya and dafchav beiz and beiz, where the Gemara applies kim later amine, teishu mishum chitzav, not directly but indirectly, midin rodeif. Again, part of the difficulty will be the following. If it's really Midin Rodev, and as we mentioned, that Rodev, Lachara, doesn't depend on the lumdas of what the Hagdara is. But Rodev depends simply on the reality. Is what you are doing going to cause loss of life? So what was the kasha of the Gemara Daf of Beis and Beis? After all, the Gemara says, Bishnam on the Man Damar Esha Mishal Chitza, I understand, Kinen Rabine. But if you sound like Rish Lakish Esha Mishal Mamono, how do you understand Kimden Ravine? The Gemara says with an Okimta. Ha chamayaskinan kishahetzitz begufo shel eved. According to Rish Lakish, what do you have the chi of mitzvah and eish? Not that I light the fire and the fire spreads. You ignite the eved. It's an extreme case. There, Rish Lakish doesn't say that Ishim Ishimamono, that's mamish an act of Ritzicha. What do they have to come on to that for, according to the Rashba? No? After all, if it's Midin Rotseach, you understand very well. If, however, it's Midin Rodev, Rodev. In such a case, why should Rodev depend on Ishim Ishim Chitz of Ishim Ishim Mono? This we'll have to discuss. Right? So why, in fact, that should be the case. But that's one possibility in understanding, right, the Chidushei Haran, that Ishim Ishim Chitz of is insufficient for Ritzicha, but it is enough to posit a din Rodev. Perhaps another possible teretz this run is the following, based on the sugya later in Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara mentions the following chiddush: that shor shehidikas hagadish b'shabbes, if a person's animal goes ahead and sets fire to a field on Shabbos when it's chayim, v'hu shehidikas hagadish b'shabbes, then your potter, why your potter mipnei shem ischayim ben avsho? Again, because of a case of kinli d'rabine, you're chayim for chilul Shabbos. So your potter min hatashlumin. So sure, she hidikas hagadish in such a case when it's chayim. After all, there's no chilul Shabbos. However, v'hu she hidikas hagadish when it's considered to be potter. So the Gemara is very bothered. That correlation seems to indicate that in the same type of case, that the shore would go ahead and light a fire, the shore, right, would create a chiyuv tashlumin, you in fact would be potter. So the Gemara is very bothered. After all, if you assume who dumya deshoro, you're doing it as like the shore does it, that's the type of case, so what are we talking about? Just as when it comes to a shore, the shore is not doing it with himaleches masheves, a shore is not doing it with, right, intent. So therefore, shouldn't we assume the same thing is true when it comes to the case of Adam? In other words, the shore is just setting a fire. Why is he doing so? The shore desires that the field is going to burn. Well, the shore does whatever, places a coal on the field and the field starts burning. So if a person, for any rhyme or reason, would go ahead and do so, he would be potter because you assume kim le d'rabine. How can that be? So the Gemara answers, no, tana de bechizkia. Tanav Chizkiya is Chavi Misa Shogim Terminat Tashlumin. When do you assume a Kimnei Rabbanei? Not only if a person does something mamish b'mezid, but even if a person will violate this Misa b'shogay, still you can invoke Kimnei Rabbanei. Rashi in that sugya, right, Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, Lamed Hemed Aleph, writes the following. What is the case of Adam, what is the case of Shor? In this instance, they go ahead and burn down this field. It's mamish a case of Makalkal. A case of Makalkal. And Kol HaMakalkal in Turin. But that's a very great Kiddush. That would mean the following. Just as if a Shor is doing it with no constructive purpose whatsoever, so too if a person will burn something on Shabbos with no constructive purpose whatsoever, mam, is a case of Makalkel, he'd be potter min atashlumin because of kimnei d'rabine. Is that really true? This is what Tosfos is bothered by. What do you mean, mamish Makalkel? In a case of Makalkel, kol Makalkel in turn means that it's not considered to be a maisa ver chilul Shabbos at all. And how do you invoke kimnei d'rabine? I understand chayim yisro shogigin. Shogeg certainly is a Maisa Avera. So Maisa Avera of Shabbos, the Mezid Wili Hasra, or even B'Shogeg, is Potan of Tashlumin. But in this particular case, where it was not done for any constructive purpose whatsoever, that's a very great Kiddush. Tosfos is very bothered. But how is it that one, in fact, can assume that you apply the principle of Kimnei D'Rabbanei, of Kol Makalkel Pturin? There, Pturin, Pashav Shat Makalka, is not considered to be Malaches Makshebe, is not considered to be a Maisa Avera of Chilul Shabbos at all. How do you resolve, right, that difficult, according to Rashi, the willingness to apply Kimnei D'Rabbanei even to a case of Mekalkel itself? Perhaps Rashi Shita is the following. Again, this is a great Kiddush. Perhaps Rashi Shita is this. Eino Chinami. One would argue that Makalkel is not considered to be Malachas Makshavis,
As Rashi always assumes that Kama Kalkul and turn the sugi and Shabbos Nafkuv out. But Mekalkel is considered to be a Maisa Adam. It is considered to be a Maisa Hamalacha. It is considered to be Maisa Adam. Even though it's not considered to be, right, an act of Chilul Shabbos, because Shabbos requires Melechet Machsheves, but nonetheless a Maisa Adam. In fact, it is. And perhaps Rashi's Chiddush is the following, that Tanavei Chizkiya goes so far as to assume as long as something is considered to be Maisa Adam, one can apply the principle of Kimnei Rabinei. If that is true, maybe one could utilize this to understand the case of Eisha Mishum Chitza. What exactly is that Chiddush of Eisha Mishum Chitza, according to Mukhe Yosef? Is it considered to be Maisa Adam? Absolutely yes. Varaya, that you're chayiv for nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. If it'll be mamon, there's no chayiv of tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. That must be a maisa adam. For ritzicha, that's insufficient. Because ritzicha requires a heightened form, a koach gavra, ritzicha requires. Not just simply maisa adam. But the fact that indeed it's considered to be that which is maisa adam, perhaps that is sufficient to invoke Kimlin Rabinei based on Tanavei Chizkiya. Maybe that's how the Ran could understand, right, that sugyan in Baba Kama and Davcha Beis in our parak. The willingness to apply Kimlin Rabinei to Eisha Mishum Chitza, because even if it won't result in an onish of Misa, if it's called a Maisa Adam, that is considered to be sufficient. So if you hold Eisha Mishum Mamono, obviously not. If you hold Eisha Mishum Chitza, in such a case, that is considered to be a Maisa Adam, and therefore, one can apply Kimnei Rabinei, even though one is not Chayav Misa. Those are two possibilities in understanding the Ran in light of our Gemara. Either it's Midin Rodeif, right, or it's considered to be that which is, right, simply working within Tanavei Chizkiya, that a more broader application of the concept of Kimnei Rabinei. As you mentioned, we do this in the first phase. We'll have to discuss at length. This is an issue that the Eben HaOzma, Yochas Rotzeach, and Bergalof Alachetes addresses, that why should the Alach of Rodev be dependent on Eishu Mishum Chitza, Eishu Mishum Amono? According to our second approach, you understand very well. But if you assume it's Bidin Rodev, why should that depend on Chitza as opposed to a case of Mamono? So again, back to our case, Tosus, right, assumes that these are not two halachos, Maisa Adam and Koach Gavra. Tosus assumes that if it's Maisa Adam, it's a good Shechita. If it's Maisa Adam, you're Chayiv B'tzari Pui Nezek Sheves and Boshes. If it's considered to be Maisa Adam, it's considered to be an act of Ritzicha as well. That is something Tosus writes is clear. However, as mentioned, one could certainly distinguish that there are certain areas of the halacha that require more than that, what we term Koach Gavra, Koach Gavra. Shechita v'zavachta requires Koach Gavra. Ritzicha requires Koach Gavra. You have to propel. Not just simply that there was a Maisa Adam that was involved. In fact, if you look in the end of Simen Gimel of Yoredeya, so that's exactly what the Mechaber writes, right, in the name of the Ra'ah. That if he pils sakin, if a person thrusts the sakin, that's shechita sukshera. Avlim nafla me'atzma, if it just happened to fall, psula, why is that true? Because be'inan ko'ach gavra, shechita ziyuni kalacha. Shechita requires that you have to thrust, it has to be propelled by ko'ach gavra. And the Mechaber adds the following chiddush, v'cheinim hayasakin munach b'cheiko, you have a knife on your lap, and you stood up. In such a case, that's a shechita psula. Even though the Gemara said it abchavav mebeiz mevakam, we just mentioned earlier, you're chayiv for nezikin in that case. You're chayiv for nezikin. You're right. That is considered to be a maisa adam, but it's not considered to be koach gavra. And here the Bir Hagra points out that this is the shechita of the ra'ah, that shechita is unique, different from the case of nezikin. Nezikin requires Maisa Adam, Shechita requires Koach Gavra. Rabbi Kibbeh here points out then of Simon Gimel, this is against our Tosos. Our Tosos who assumes that there's only one halacha. And therefore, Rabbi Kibbeh suggests the following. How should we paskin? When the Mechaber writes, it's a shchita psula, because lakwa gavra, Rabbi Kibbeh writes, we should paskin l'chumra. L'chumra, according to the Ra'ah, it's a shchita psula, but according to Tosos, it's a shchita kshera, because they should mishum chitza. What do you mean, l'chumra, it's a shchita kshera? So Rabbi Kibbeh writes, as far as this, Rav also v'espana, we should treat it as a kosher shchita, to forbid, now being shochet, the vlad or the aim. We assume the chumra, but a machlok is the ra'ah and tosus, as to what extent we assume that this is considered to be his issue. So again, just simply, even in terms of, right, the sugya, what is considered to be koso, what is considered to be the case of gufo, in such an instance, right, the different possibilities, in terms of koso when it comes to cases of adam, right, kocha when it comes to cases of behemah in the instance of tzurus. Take a look at the Rush here in our parak in Siman Beis, where the Rush points out again the Gemara raises a suffix as far as sumchas ashit is concerned. It's sumchas that maintains that no, when it's chayv nezek shon, even in cases of kocha, what exactly is the chiddush of sumchas? Does he deny the halach of tzurus entirely? Or does sumchas assume no, that that's not true? What is true for us, the Chacham, regarding Kocho, is true according to Sumchus when it comes to cases of Koa Kocho. What extent do we assume that there's a difference in Kocho as opposed to cases of Koa Kocho? So that we'll have to take a look. But again, so far, when it comes to cases of Koa Sheni, so therefore when it comes to Nezik and one of in fact is Potter according to Tosos, based on the cases of Ritzicha, because all these cases, in fact, are simply considered to be equated. This will be very relevant for understanding then of Tsuros. What exactly is the meaning of Tsuros? What exactly is the Chiddush of the case of Tsuros itself? There is a Tosos in Abgimon base to take a look at the Ravasfil, Amai Karle told the Deregel, where again the Tosos entertains the possibility, maybe even Trula Maskana, that maybe Tzuros is considered to be a shame mazik bifnei atzma. Maybe Tzuros is considered to be a completely different category. The Gemara associates it with regel because lahalacha, it's considered to be similar to regel in the case that it's potter versus rabin, but the possibility that Tzuros writes that is not the case. So this will be very relevant, for we'll see the cases of Tzuros themselves, and then the Gemara is going to raise the issue, if you began to see, regarding cases of Yesh Ha'adol Tzuros. When it comes to Tzuros, is there any difference between, right, so the first time, the fourth time, differences between cases of Tam and Mu'ad, right, so that we'll have to discuss the next year. But go over again, just the broader outline of Kocho versus Gufo, cases of Koach Sheni, and then we'll see again that how important this is when it comes to the case of the Hagdar of Tzuros itself.